them.
Shauna and Lala on the radio. On the radio.
Now give me a beat.
Stand by for action.
What's up? You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Check us out at shaunaandlala.com, on Facebook at facebook.com/shaunaandlala,
and check me out at facebook.com/thelalamarie.
And make sure to follow us on Instagram. At Shauna and Lala, and on Snapchat, what is it, Shauna_Lala?
Yep, Shauna_Lala.
And we've been snapping away.
Yes, we have been. I love the filters on there, they're so funny.
They are.
They come up with some crazy ones.
I don't, I guess, maybe put my pictures on Snapchat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what you call that, but I don't even know how to use it. But I do, like, take the pictures, and then I, like, save them to my phone.
Yeah.
And then I upload it to Instagram.
So you don't put it on your story, but you save it, and then you upload it on your other social media, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that, too, sometimes. I'm like, ah.
I don't understand Snapchat. Like, what is it? Like, because every time that I go to look for something, it's gone.
Yes, it only lasts 24 hours. I don't know the purpose of it. I really don't. I was told it was mainly for dirty kind of things. Like, you don't want someone... If you're trying to have, like, you're sexting with someone, you want to send them something, you know, like a boob. You want to send them your boob. But you don't want them to keep your boob, and you don't want them to share with anyone your boob, and you don't, you know, you just want him to see it for 10 seconds. Look at my boob for 10 seconds, and that's it. That's what it's for. And then it disappears and it deletes. If they take a screenshot, it will tell you. So, like, you send that guy your boob, like, hey, here's my nipple. Can I say that? I don't know. They see it for 10 seconds, they're like, oh man. And if they Snapchat, like, they screenshot it to save it, it's gonna alert you on your phone, hey, this guy just screenshot your picture. So,
okay.
Or, you know, if they replay it, it'll say replayed, which isn't a big deal, but then the
too bad there wasn't a button that says, like, don't allow him.
Yeah, yeah. So, that's what it's for. It's like, so people can't really save your stuff, you know, but I don't know. I mean, maybe it's for something else. I'm new to the Snapchat game, so if I'm totally wrong about this, you can write in and tell me, listen, you're an old lady, you don't know what you're talking about, this is what Snapchat's about, and you're wrong, but... I'm pretty sure that's what it started out as. Now everyone is on it.
Yeah.
I use it, like, I kind of put things up that I'm doing all day that I wouldn't want to waste my Instagram or Facebook for.
Right.
You know, like, I'm not going to put up, oh, look at this cool sale at the store, you know, on my Instagram. I'll just take a snap of it for 10 seconds, someone can see it, and that's it.
Right.
So, you know, it's all right. I do like the filters, and it's funny. I have a lot of fun, especially with my 3-year-old. He loves the filters.
Yeah. The filters are pretty funny.
But it is annoying for someone who, like me, I'm a hoarder with pictures and videos, so I love taking a million pictures and a million videos and saving them. And on here, I'll take, like, something really cool, a video of something I saw, and then I forget to save it, and it's gone. And then I get really mad at myself. I'm like, oh, I gotta stop using this to take videos.
Yeah. I never think to go to, like, my apps to take a picture or to take a video.
I know.
For some reason, I always just click on camera,
mm-hmm.
and then I take the video or the picture, and some of the apps, they don't allow you to, like, Snapchat doesn't allow you to upload a picture.
No.
So, I'm like, oh, darn it, you know?
Yeah.
Then I'm like, wait, I gotta take the picture again.
Yeah.
Post it up on Snapchat.
Yep. So,
but I don't know. Maybe we're just too old.
No, we're getting old. We're getting, you know, the new stuff we're not into.
Definitely not.
It hurts. I used to be on top of all that stuff. Like, I know how to do all this. I was teaching the adults. I was teaching the kids.
Yeah.
And now I have to be taught. Like, that's really depressing.
I know. You know what's really depressing? My grandmother knows how to work an iPad better than me.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that's pretty low.
Yeah.
That just shows.
Very. She's like, you don't know this? And I'm like, nope.
Yeah, I don't know.
She, you know, knows how to work her TV from the iPad. I'm like, that's so cool.
Teach me how to do that, Graham.
Yeah, she's like, you don't know how to do this? And I'm like, no. I'm like, that's awesome.
No, that is pretty cool. My grandparents, they don't know how to do anything, you know. My grandpa had his flip phone out the other day. It was like legit old school flip phone, and he's like,
did it have a camera?
What?
Does it have a camera?
No camera. He's like, it says I have voicemails. How do I check it? And I'm staring at this thing like it's an ancient dinosaur. I didn't even know how to do it. And I'm looking, and I press the button. And I don't know, Grandpa. I don't know. And there's no letters. All the letters are on each key, you know, like 3 letters per key or 4 letters per key. And
yes.
It's like, oh, boy, I don't miss those days of texting.
Do you remember texting?
Yeah, and I was good at it, too. I was like, grrr. Now I'm like, A, Z.
Yeah.
Where's the D?
I know. My mom had a flip phone up until like a year and a half ago. Then I finally got her to advance to the iPhone. And texting from like my phone, like going from my phone to her flip phone was like a nightmare.
Oh yeah.
Like, she'd be like, can you just write this person back? And I'm like, oh Lord. And like she would write this, like tell me what to write, like this whole paragraph. And I'm like, wait a minute, you need to like shorten that by like,
yeah,
like a sentence.
Well, that it's a pain. You're there for like 15 minutes to write out a sentence.
But. Yeah, and I'm like, you know, now you can just press a button, talk to the phone, and it'll text it for you.
Yep.
See how times
speak
have changed?
To text. That's my favorite. Although it does mess up a lot.
It does.
Especially, I'm always doing it. Like when I'm driving and I'm trying to text you, I do speak to text. Then after I send it, I look. I'm like, oh man, I did not mean to say that. I'm always writing you. I didn't mean that. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, I always usually get it.
Yeah.
What you mean to say?
Like, ah, she didn't mean, but she meant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's technology for you. How was your Easter?
It was good. It was nice. Kind of relaxing. You know, we went to spend it with my mom's side of the family in the morning, and then towards like early evening, we went to my dad's side of the family, to my grandmother's house. You know, she was taking pictures with her iPad. And
oh, I love that.
She was there, you know.
Look at the camera! It's like a big computer screen.
Yeah. She was like, all right, get together. And I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, I'm taking a picture. I'm like, with your iPad? She's like, yeah, why? I'm like,
all these old people with those iPads holding them up in the weddings.
Yes. You know, I didn't see. Speaking of weddings, I had my cousin's wedding last week. I didn't see anybody with an iPad.
Really?
Really.
I had like 5 at mine. You see it in the professional pictures I got back. You see like all the old people with the iPads holding them up. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
Well, Easter for me was beautiful. Started out beautiful. We were outside. It was last minute, so I didn't cook anything really. I just did a barbecue, and it was really nice. I think I'm going to
do
it every year.
Hot dogs and hamburgers?
No, I did steak and grilled chicken, and you know, I made the sides. So it was really beautiful out. And of course, something always happens. There's something that always goes down when I have a family event at my house. We're all sitting out on the deck, on the you know the table. We had the umbrella in the table. The wind started picking up, and
your food went flying.
Food did go flying too, but I see the umbrella shaking, and I'm like, oh boy, that umbrella looks like it's not held in good, and everyone ignored me, they're like, oh, eating their food, stuffing their faces. Then the wind hit even harder, and I saw it lifting up in the air, out of the table hole. I'm like, the umbrella, the umbrella! And it was like slow motion, no one's doing anything, they see it happening. I even saw it happening, and there was like, I couldn't get to it in time. It rose out of the table, into the air, and then torpedo missile attacked my mother-in-law, who was at the end of the table. So,
oh my gosh,
this thing went flying by like 50 miles an hour, zoom, down the table. We're all screaming like, no! It hits into my mother-in-law. I'm like, oh, she's impaled. It impaled her. She's dead. It's done. She gets knocked in the face. Oh my gosh. Hits her. She flies out of her seat, falls down onto the deck.
I shouldn't be laughing. I'm sorry.
I started laughing after I saw that she was alive. But she was like, She, like, blacked out or something for a few seconds. Oh, she wasn't responding. We're like, my husband's like, Ma! He takes the umbrella off her head. She's laying there. Her eyes are closed. She's just laying there, not making a sound, not moving. Then she opens her eyes. She's like, starts screaming and crying. I'm like, are you bleeding? We're checking. I'm thinking that this thing, like, impaled her and went right through her neck or something. I'm checking for blood. She's like, oh. I'm like, is everything okay? Is anything broke? She's like, I don't think so. And she starts crying. It was scary, but then I was hysterically laughing after that. I'm like, of course. Why would this not happen to my mother-in-law or right next to me on Easter Day? Why would it not happen?
Death by umbrella.
Yeah, seriously. It was... I can't even tell you how fast that thing flew right at her. It was that powerful that knocked her out of her seat and hit her that hard.
I could just picture it happening in my head. Like,
yeah.
You know, her going flying, the chair going flying.
Yeah, it was pretty eventful. Then it was... No one wanted to touch the umbrella. Like, we're not putting it back up. Then the food started flying. Ew. Our outfits were ruined. Like, plates went right into my father-in-law's head. A plate of food went right onto his head. I can't even tell you. So, it went from a beautiful Easter dinner to chaos. So, that was my Easter day.
Oh, boy. It sounds like my family. Something always goes wrong. This year, I don't think anything went wrong. Thank God.
Well, that's
good. For once.
For once.
But
maybe next year will be my year. Probably not.
Something always goes wrong. Somebody's always sick. Usually it's me.
Yeah.
For once, it was okay. So, coming up this show, now that we reminisce, Hunter Hayes is going to be calling in shortly.
I love him. Oh, my God.
He is awesome.
I am obsessed with his one song, the crazy song.
Yeah.
I don't want to... Oh, God, I love him.
So, he'll be calling in, and we have tips for after Easter.
Yeah, to get that
fatty
candy fat off.
Yes, which is something I need.
Yeah,
clearly.
A lot of it.
And what else do we have? We have celebrity news coming up, too, so stick around. You don't want to miss Hunter Hayes and our tips for getting that candy weight off. Stick around. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. We'll be right back.
Never stop. It's Shauna on the radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala, and what's going on around the world?
Well, United Airlines is in the hot seat again. A couple were flying to Costa Rica for their wedding, and they were removed from a United Airlines flight in Houston. Unreal. This is after. It's been about a week after that last one we talked about where the guy was dragged off and beat.
Horrible.
This just happened. And
you would think they'd learn their lesson.
Yeah, I mean, these people didn't put up a fight, though. So the story goes that the groom, his name is Michael Hall, he said that him and his fiance, Amber Maxwell, they were last to board the plane, as you and I were talking about last week. That's how they do it. If you're late or you're last, you're the first to go. But anyway, according to the groom, he said that they got to their seats, and in their seat was a man. He was spread across all their seats, and he was sleeping. So I don't know why they didn't wake him up, because I'd be like, yo, get up. Get out of my seat. But
yeah, really.
They didn't want to wake him up, he said, so they decided to go sit three rows up. It was the same economy seating, he thought, and the flight was half full, so they didn't think it was going to be a problem because there was a lot of seats open. There was not a lot of people on
the flight. So it wasn't even a full flight.
It wasn't a full flight. So
what's the problem?
The problem is, I guess, that they were, even though it was economy seat, it was economy plus, so it was like a little bigger seat. It wasn't first class, but it was like a little bigger.
Oh, for the love.
I know. So he said after they sat down, a flight attendant came up to them and asked them if they were in their ticketed seats. The couple explained to them that they weren't and told them what happened, and then asked them if they can get an upgrade. But instead, they were told they were needed to return to their assigned seats. So they complied with that. They went back to their seats, and then a U.S. Marshal came on the plane and asked them to get off. The couple got off. They didn't fight because they saw what happened to the last guy.
Yeah, you'll be beat to death.
So they didn't fight, but they didn't understand why they were being removed. So they, so now, the, you know, they asked the United Airlines. United Airlines came out with a statement, said that they're disappointed any time a customer has an experience that doesn't measure up to their expectations, but that these passengers repeatedly attempted to sit in upgraded seating, which they did not purchase, and they would not follow crew instructions to return to their assigned seats. We've been in touch with them and have rebooked them on flights for tomorrow. So the people are, the couple are saying that's not true. But United Airlines is saying that it is, you know, it is true that they were asked a bunch of times to go back to their seats, but they weren't listening. So who do we believe? You know, I don't know. I don't get the story. But again, they're in the news, they're in the headlines for removing someone off the flight. Now, if this couple wasn't listening, then yeah, they should be removed off the flight.
Yeah.
Because I don't under, like, what makes me not kind of believe them is why, when they were in those seats and they were told to go back to their seats, did they ask for an upgrade? Like, why? I don't know. Like, can we get an upgrade? You know, we're in the wrong seats, but give us an upgrade, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what to believe, but...
Well, if somebody was sleeping, I would try to wake them up.
Yeah.
And if I couldn't wake them up, or if I felt uncomfortable with waking them up mm-hmm. you know, because that's a little embarrassing.
Yeah.
I would ask the stewardess, flight attendant, to fix the issue.
Yep.
Wake the person up or give me another seat.
Exactly.
What is the big deal with them sitting in, okay, yeah, it's an economy plus seat, whatever. But come on now.
If
nobody
was sitting there.
Yeah,
exactly.
What's the point?
And so I wasn't there. So unless they were being snotty, they shouldn't have been removed off the flight.
No, not at all.
I guess we'll follow that story, too, to see what comes of that, you know, because now the other story we were following, he's suing. I don't know what's going on as far as if he won or not, but...
Yeah, I don't know either.
It's going to be a big lawsuit on his hand. So we'll follow this to see if maybe someone has a cell phone video. I mean, everyone pulls out their cell phones, so something has to come up that says, hey, these people are being a-holes, or they were complying, and then the flight was being, you know, or the stewardess was being a jerk.
Yeah.
So... Other news, April had her baby.
Yay!
So, thank the Lord. I was tired of reporting on her and watching her.
Yes.
She had a little boy. He weighed in at 129 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And he was 5'9" tall. Insane.
Wow.
That, popping that thing out. Oh, my God. That's like a man.
Yeah. And she, like, didn't... I watched some of it, like, after she gave birth. My mom woke me up at 8:30 in the morning. She comes, you know, in my room, and she's like, April's in labor. And I said,
Yeah,
I know. I said, she's been. And she goes, no, she's, like, really in labor. Like, she's, like, they see the baby. So I said, is this something, like, on Facebook? And she's like, no, it's on the news. It's all over. So, of course, I look online to see if she had it already on YouTube. She didn't have it. I saw, like, the feet sticking out. So I was like, all right. Like, I watched for, like, 5 minutes. Nothing was happening.
Yeah.
So I just shut it off, and I was like, when she has the baby, my mother will tell me.
Yeah.
Because my mother was watching. And then, like, a few hours later, I guess she had the baby.
Yeah.
My mom didn't tell me. I ended up telling her. Baby's cute.
He's really cute.
I can't believe how, like, he just, like...
Popped
right out.
Yeah. That's a survival, you know?
And, like, it's literally, in, like, minutes, he was up and walking.
Yep, they have to. It's not like human beings where we can be taken care of and protected and held. They have to run, you know? There's predators out there as soon as you're born. It's like, you gotta get up and go.
Yeah. But,
He is cute. He's really healthy, they said. He doesn't have a name, so they're having this big online contest to, you know, pick a name for the baby. And that mom that we had reported on, the local mom who went viral for wearing the giraffe mask when she was pregnant.
Yeah.
So she went to visit April and the baby, and she brought her baby with her.
I was hoping that would happen.
Yeah. So her baby, she had a baby boy, too. She went there, her mask and all, her infant, to see April the giraffe. And she's trying to get them to name the baby giraffe after her son, Porter. So we'll see how that goes. But I saw the video. It was cute. She was feeding it. The giraffe, and, you know, she had
baby?
No, the mom, April.
Oh.
So, the local mom was feeding the giraffe mom some vegetables and holding her infant. But it was really cute. So thank God that this baby's born and we can stop watching.
Yeah.
A giraffe's vagina every day.
I have not. I tuned in the other day because I like to see like how she was like taking care of the baby and everything. And I saw she kicked
the vet. Yeah, right in the nuts.
Yes, when the vet went to check on her and the baby.
Yeah, she's like, get out of here.
Yeah, boom, we don't need you. I thought that was cute. That was very protective of her.
Oh, yeah. Poor guy, though. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Jeez.
Oh, I would not want to be him.
Yeah.
But thankfully, she had that baby, and
everything's good, healthy.
Yeah.
It's cute.
All the husbands that were not allowed to sleep in the wives' beds because their iPads were on.
Yeah. Now you can go back to bed. Your wives will stop watching this insanity of
yes.
a giraffe.
I don't understand what the
infatuation with them.
Yeah.
I have no idea, Shauna. I can't tell you because I had no. Other than for this show, I really did not care if she had the baby or not.
I didn't either.
I really didn't care to watch it. So I can't tell you. People just get bored, I think, and then they get too into the hype of things. Like, you know, oh, everyone else is doing it, I gotta do it, so.
I thought it was cute when, like, they would feed her.
Yeah.
And she'd come up close, like, I would snap a Snapchat
and
be like.
Yeah, that's cute to check in, but yeah, these people
I would send it to my mom, and I'd be like, hey, Ma. You know, and they're like, there's April, like, at the screen, like, licking the screen, you know.
Yeah.
Just being funny, but, people that were, like, watching it, like, oh, and I can't sleep, I turn it on.
Yeah, or kicking their husbands out of bed because they wanted to watch it in bed, and. Yeah, it's just, that's like, just human nature. You're all a little insane, sorry to say.
I just.
Cray cray.
I'm not like that. I guess I just don't understand.
Yeah, no, me either. But, we have some, I guess it's positive and negative news. You probably heard about that, the murder that was just, everyone was trying to track down these past few days.
Yeah, so scary. Yeah. I honestly didn't, not that I would think that he would be, like, in our area.
Yeah.
But it was just scary, and, like, you never know.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't want to go outside my house.
Yeah, if you didn't know about the story, this man from Cleveland, he went on Facebook Live, or he videotaped it and then put it on Facebook. He went up to a random elderly man who was just sitting outside, and he shot him.
It was on Easter, I think.
Yeah, and he shot the man in the face. And he recorded it, he put it on Facebook. Of course, people see it, it spread. And the guy went on to say, I've already killed 15 people, and I am going to kill more, and I'm going to keep killing random people until I'm caught. And that was it. And yeah, I guess he said he was going to go all up and down, you know, the East Coast or whatever it was, but we were all on high alert. You know, my husband's a police officer, and they were on alert too, because they were saying he was coming to New York in our area. He was, you know, Pennsylvania was on high alert. He ended up going to Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And he was caught there, actually, by a McDonald's employee.
Yes.
He ordered chicken McNuggets. The guy recognized him and was stalling him until the police came, like, with his fries. Like, hold on, sir, you know, gotta get your fries.
Yeah, we gotta make them, like, pull over to the side. And it's not uncommon for them to do that.
Exactly.
They've done that plenty of times.
I would have been scared, though. Like, he's going to come in McDonald's, and like, where's my fries? And put the gun to my head, you know?
Yeah. Or, like, at the drive-thru window. You don't know.
Yep. But
so scary.
The police came, and it was, you know, he didn't just give up. Like, hey, it was a little pursuit, and then he shot himself. He was found dead in his car, self-inflicted gunshot wound. And that was in Erie, Pennsylvania, so it's not too far from us.
No, that's where my cousin lived.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. She went to school in Erie, Pennsylvania, and then she lived out there, and she just recently moved about a year ago.
Yeah.
I don't even know where she moved to, but Missouri, maybe. She loved it out there, though.
Yeah, it's pretty close, though, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's a few hours away.
Like, yeah, well, so he was on his way. He's
4 hours
to New York.
Yeah.
But the family of Robert Godwin, that was a 74-year-old man who was shot, they're, of course, distraught and upset.
I saw some Facebook videos and some news stories.
Yeah, he was supposedly a really, really sweet old man, like, had a great family, yeah. And they want to say one thing. They wish that the killer had been brought in alive instead of committing suicide, because it didn't get gratification from that. Like, I was reading some of their comments, and they were saying they wished that it went down with... He was shot with 100 bullets by the cops, you know.
Right.
Something that made them feel like he got what he deserved, but he took, like, the easy way out. He killed himself.
Yeah.
I'm glad that he's gone, because someone like him that's messed up in the head like that, they'll just continue to get worse and worse and maybe hurt other people. So it is good that he's gone, but I feel bad for the family that they didn't get the justice that they wanted.
Right.
You know?
I would have... Not that I would have... would want that to happen to anybody in my family. Absolutely not. But I would want to face that person.
Yeah.
And...
Like, why?
Ask them, what were you thinking when you did that to my family member?
Obviously, he wasn't thinking much. He was just insane.
Yeah.
But our wishes go out to that family.
Absolutely.
I'm so sorry for your loss. It's a horrible, horrible way for someone to be... You know, taken so soon, and
on a holiday.
On a holiday, yeah. It's not going to be the same every year.
No,
you know, that's horrible. But
and
our
we're always going to think about this.
Yep.
Every Easter, you know, this. What's his name?
The man who.
The man, Godwin.
Yeah, Robert Godwin.
He's always going to be like on our mind.
Yep.
Every Easter.
Yep. It's horrible. But again, our wishes go out to the family. I'm so sorry. Our apologies. And we hopefully that you will get through this and you can make Easter a beautiful time again for your family.
Absolutely. And we'll be right back with much more. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio.
Never stop. It's Shauna on the radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. What's going on around Hollywood?
Well, Julia Roberts has made history on being nominated... one of People magazine's most beautiful women in the world. And what makes her making history with this is her fifth time that she's been nominated that. Which I don't... I'm not being mean because I love Julia Roberts.
So do I, but...
But...
when I saw that this morning on... I think it was Yahoo News maybe or something. This is what I'm thinking to myself. Julia Roberts, she's a great actress.
Yeah.
Is she pretty? Yes.
The most beautiful woman in the world?
Is she the most beautiful woman in the world? No.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't... I really don't understand it, but it's been five times she's nominated, so I don't... Maybe it's more than just the looks or going on personality or something she's done. I don't know. I don't know how they vote on that, but...
I don't know, it doesn't
really make sense to me.
I mean...
I didn't want to be mean.
I don't want to be mean. Well, you know me. I mean, I'm not trying to be mean.
Yeah.
But... there's so many other people that have recently become famous that are gorgeous.
Yeah. There's a lot. I mean, I personally love Mila Kunis. I think she's cute. I like, in her own way, you know, she's not gorgeous. There's so many. But
so many.
Julia Roberts, she's great. It just...
And maybe because she's down to earth?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Maybe they're basing it off of... personality and
being
other,
humble.
Yeah, she's very humble. She said that she used to deal with, so like, she was very insecure about her looks when she was, you know, getting it started in Hollywood. She said right now she's very flattered that she was nominated again, but she said it's getting a little embarrassing. And it's going to become more embarrassing if she gets nominated again. You know, she was laughing about it. And they said, you know, where do you see yourself in 26 years, and she said 75, so she'll be 75 years old, and that she hopes that
she doesn't make it again.
Yeah, no. She said all she wants in life right now is to have her kids grow up and achieve their dreams and become, you know, amazing people in life, and that they have a family, and that they make little creatures, as she called them, you know, grandkids for her, and she wants to spoil her grandkids, and that's... Yeah, that's what she thinks life is supposed to be. So that's her definition of, like, where she wants to see herself. So that's great, you know. She is
Which
a
is
great
a normal
person.
Life.
A normal life, yes. So,
kind of.
Congratulations to her for, you know, being nominated five times. We're not saying you're ugly, it's just that's just crazy, you know, five times in the world, the most beautiful woman in the world. But... congratulations as it is. And
she's not ugly.
No, no.
Not at all,
she's
but
cute. She's really cute.
She just
She's different.
she's made it 5 times.
Yeah.
Give somebody else a chance.
I mean, you got me and Lala standing right here.
Oh, definitely not me. I'm not getting in that magazine. Maybe when I was like 18. And as everyone's talking about right now, NFL player Aaron Hernandez has died after hanging himself in his prison cell.
Easy way out.
Yes, another easy coward. He was a former New England Patriots football player, and he had been serving a life sentence for the murder in 2013 of another football player whose name was Odin Lloyd, who at the time had been dating the sister of Aaron's fiance. So I don't know the exacts of that murder case, but you know, he was found guilty. There was also 2 other murder cases that they believe he had done. It was a drive-by shooting. He didn't get found guilty with that. Doesn't mean he didn't do it, though. You know?
Right.
I believe he probably did, but he was in jail, and he hung himself, committed suicide, took the easy way out. So people are really upset right now that that's how it was ended. Other people are saying, oh, it's a conspiracy, he didn't do it. You know, there's always that group of people. That is a cover-up, blah, blah, blah. So who knows, but again, he wasn't a nice person. So I don't want to hear people putting him on a pedestal right now, like, oh my god, I can't believe he's dead, rest in peace. No, he wasn't a good person. So,
no, he was a monster.
Yeah. Again, I guess he got what he deserved, even though that was the easy way out. He's not gonna bother people anymore. And that's, you know, that's what's important. You don't have to worry about him shooting someone up. And Serena Williams is expecting a baby.
Really?
Yes, she is. She, you know, she posted it up, and she didn't tell anyone, and she was actually playing tennis, and she won, and while being pregnant, and no one knew she was pregnant.
Oh my gosh.
So, congratulations to her on her new baby that's coming soon. She looks great. I saw a picture of her. She's always very, you know, she always looks really fit.
Yeah.
Very fit woman, so. We'll have to see how the baby...
How funny would it be if Venus... That's
the twin sister, right?
Venus got pregnant, you know?
That sometimes happens. They, like, sync up. Like, yeah, let's have some twins.
That would be funny.
But, yeah, that... you know, all the springtime, all the babies are coming out, and it's just so many celebs. And even friends are having babies. It's so cute.
I know, I couldn't... Facebook was going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Everyone's having babies. Everyone. I have right now... My girlfriend had a baby last week. My other girlfriend's having a baby any day now. My other girlfriend is due in 2 weeks. I was like, Mike, I'm going to have such bad baby fever. You know, I'm going to want to be, like, popping kids out right now. Like, let's go. Right now, we're trying.
Yeah.
And so I love babies so much. But
hey, you never know.
I know.
All right, well, we'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala on the radio. Coming up, we have Mr. Hunter Hayes calling in.
Oh, my God.
We'll be right back. You're listening to Shauna and Lala.
Never stop. It's Shauna on the radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. And since Easter was this past week, we all ate lots of candy.
Too much candy.
I don't care, you know, whether you like candy or not, but we all know everybody had at least 1 or 2 pieces.
Yeah, I'm not a big candy eater, and I was picking here and there. I was like, ooh. Those are some jelly beans. Jolly Rancher jelly beans? Okay, I'll have a handful of those. Reese's Pieces. How do you say that, Shauna?
Shut up.
Reese's Pieces. Shauna was having Reese's Pieces over there. So, yeah, we all were, like, you know, chugging down that. The
Definitely.
Candy. If you like Peeps, I don't know who you are, but you might be eating Peeps. Even, like, the baked goods. Like, you had cupcakes for Easter.
Absolutely.
I ate some of those.
You know what my grandmother made? Carrot cake.
Oh, I love carrot cake. See, that's good. That's
warm,
a healthy,
right out
right?
of the oven.
That's healthy, kind of.
Kind of.
Fresh carrots. But yeah, so if you found yourself eating a lot of your kids' candy or your own candy or, you know, anyone's candy Easter. Yeah.
I just buy candy.
We have 5 fit tips to get you back on track after Easter. They say, number 1, get rid of the chocolate. Throw away all the leftover candy, chocolate that you have. It's not a waste. Because if it's sitting there, you're going to eat it. You know?
Yeah,
you're
but if
just
you throw it away,
it.
It's a waste of money.
Yeah, I mean...
I'll give it to my niece.
I mean, they say no good can come from chocolate hidden anywhere, so get rid of it. Just get rid of it. Oh, yeah, you can give it to someone. That's a good idea. They said number 2 is do not weigh yourself.
I guess, I don't know. If you weigh yourself, you're going to, I get it. You're going to get disappointed. So you're going to look at the scale and like, oh my God, I just gained 10 pounds from Easter. And you're going to get so disappointed, discouraged that you're just going to go, whatever, I don't care, and eat more. Because you're just going to get into that depressed mindset instead of being positive. You're going to probably just go like,
yeah.
Screw it. Number three, don't skip meals. Just because you ate a lot over Easter, there's no reason to skip meals and try to make up for that. Skipping meals actually leads you to have more cravings in the evenings.
I do that.
Yep, you overeat then because you're like, oh, I didn't eat breakfast or lunch, so like, let me just chug down all this food.
And I do. Well, you see me.
Yes, yeah. She'll eat like bowls of Fruit Loops, Oreos, and
pasta,
the whole nine yards.
Chicken.
I do it too. Like, I don't have time. I work so much. It's like, I'll miss breakfast. And then because I miss breakfast, I think it's okay to overindulge at lunch. And then I overindulge at dinner because I overindulge at lunch. So,
yeah.
It's not, I get that. Don't skip your meals. Eat little, even if you don't want to have a full meal, they say eat like a bunch of different little meals throughout the day. You know, nothing crazy, but just like little stuff. Number four, this is the big problem that I have. Don't go for the discounts. After every holiday, especially Easter and Halloween, what happens the next day?
Candy's 50% off.
Yes, 50% off, and 75% off.
3 days later, it's usually 75%
off. Yes, it gets cheaper and cheaper, and you're just like, ooh, I could save this for next year, or, oh, this will come in handy for blah, 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 and you buy bags of it. I remember one Halloween we bought like 10 bags of different candies because it was 75% off.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Do not do that because they said, yeah, you might save some, but you're going to eat some. You're going to open it up and you're, oh, you know, I'm craving chocolate tonight.
I'll only have one.
Yeah. And then you have the bag open and you're picking. Don't buy the discount candy. And number five is keep a diary. They say if you keep a diary and you mark down what you're eating, you're going to keep yourself accountable to eat healthy. So write down what you eat. When you do that, you get more mindful of what you're eating. And no one wants to write down, I just ate 2 bars of chocolate. So if you're writing down everything you're eating, you're going to be more aware of what you're eating, you know?
Yeah.
So those are the 5 tips to help get you back on track. Even if you follow a few of them, it's better than nothing. Like, I'm going to follow the, I'm not going to buy the discounts. Today I almost did. I saw them there. I was like, ooh. No, I didn't. So I was able to control myself.
I saw them yesterday. I went into a few stores. And right now it was, I think, 25% off.
Yeah.
And which was still a good deal.
Yep.
And I looked and I said, don't do it.
Don't. No.
And
no,
I didn't do it.
So hopefully you can lose some of that Easter weight because summer's coming. You got to get that summer bod ready. You
yes,
gotta
I do.
Get on track now. Start now because it goes by fast. I keep thinking, oh, I have time. I'll do that next week. I'll start working out. No, you gotta start now and just keep with it. Because as soon as you stop, then you lose track and you don't. It's hard to get back into it again. You know?
Yeah.
You get into that flow, and if you stop the flow, it's really hard. I broke the flow when I went on vacation, and I have not been able to get back into that.
Yeah, I broke the flow years ago.
Years ago. Oh, geez. Well, Shauna, get on track. Get that diary out.
I need to get my butt to the gym because we have bathing suits to model.
Yeah, we do. So I'm going to start too. I told myself this weekend I have a kids' party to go to. After that party, because I'm going to probably eat like crap over there, after that, I'm going to get back on track, hopefully. We shall see.
You know, I've had this app on my phone. It's called Sweat. I saw it on Facebook. I don't know anything about it yet because I haven't even opened it.
Oh, man.
But it looked cool and it was about exercising. So I'm going to start it this week and I'll let you know how I make out next week.
All right. That sounds good.
Hopefully I'll at least open the app
and
register.
I'm going to have to text you, like, get in the app, girl.
Yeah. So we'll see how that works. Coming up, though, we have Hunter Hayes calling in. We'll hear from him. He's got a lot of stuff going on.
I know.
A lot of stuff with veterans.
Oh.
And, canine.
I love him, so I'm so excited to talk to him. I'm not talking to him this time. I think you are right, but I'm so excited to hear from him.
Yes. You're going to love it. We'll hear from him. Coming up, you're listening to Shauna and Lala.
Never stop. It's Shauna on the radio with Lala.
On the phone right now, we have Hunter Hayes, and his dog Cole is actually with him and joining us. And I have to tell you that I bought my dog Buster with me today, since you had Cole, so I figured we'll have a party on the air.
Yeah, bring your pet to work day, absolutely.
Exactly. So, so how's everything going?
Oh, it's great. It's great. I'm watching. Cole's maybe done one interview with me, and I'm bringing him along for everything today. So he is he's having an adventure, and this is the most excited I've seen him in a long time.
Oh, absolutely. My Buster's here. You know, he's just laying in his bed, and I hope he doesn't bark through the interview. You know, so. But
you've got to speak up at some point, right?
Exactly. So you have made a great connection with Warrior Canine Connection, which is a foundation that assists veterans getting service dogs, correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, so actually last week was my first time getting to formally meet them and talk to the founder. But it is an incredible organization. They do some really great work. Obviously, anything for veterans, anybody that puts together anything to help a veteran. And these guys, you know, have put together something that affects multiple, one dog. So from puppies raised by, trained by, and trained to be service dogs for veterans. They're involved all the way around. And we know the healing power of being around our a man's best friend, but their service and what they do is pretty incredible. I mean, I've said incredible before, but it is. It's pretty profound what they're capable of doing, and what Warrior Canine Connection does is it's awesome work. So this is a great chance to help them. You know, Heart Guards put together this campaign where they're asking everybody to nominate a veteran. One for a trip to Nashville, all expense paid trip to Nashville, and a year supply of Heart Guard. But as well as all of that, every nomination, Heart Guard has promised that up until June 30th, and all the way to $100,000, they're going to donate $10 for every single donation that you make at HeartGuardians.com, which is incredible because you're helping an organization, but more importantly, you're spreading awareness for our veterans. You're telling their story. You're giving them a voice, and it's profound. It's incredible.
Absolutely. So what was it like when you went to the actual place to see all the dogs and stuff? Did you get to meet any of the veterans that were adopting dogs or that have adopted?
I got to meet two of the dogs, the pups. They're a long-time employed service dogs, and I got to meet, like I said, the founder and one of the veterans that actually was part of training one of the dogs and is currently working with them. And just getting to talk to them and hear their story, for one, about how they started the organization and how it's come to be and the study that they're doing. They're also contributing to some incredible research in what it is that service dogs really are capable of doing and what they do. And sort of the science side of things is really fascinating too. They're an awesome organization. Tons of great people just doing great things. Again, I mean, to help veterans, you know.
Yeah, dogs are so smart. I don't know any personal veterans that have a service dog, but I know other people that have service dogs, and just what they are capable of doing is amazing.
It is. It really is.
Yeah. So, what else do you have going on? I mean, obviously, you're bringing Cole along with you for the radio tours and for Warrior Canine. So, how does he handle being on the bus and all that?
Oh, he's great. He loves being on the bus. Right now, I'm watching him walk around the room. That's the most I've seen him walk around in a long time. He does really well on the bus. He kind of brings the stress level down in a room because he's so chill. He just got a little sister who's the opposite. Bless her heart, she's hilarious, but she's so full of energy. But he balances her out. He balances me out. He's chilled me out over the last couple of years, I think, significantly. And he's great on the road. I mean, we do anything we can to kind of bring a piece of home on the road on the bus. It's nice to have, you know, just little things. And he's not so little, being 75 pounds and taking up a whole couch. But we love having him, man. The band's always been super gracious, too, to let me bring him. And I think the fans love to see him, too. You know, he's the story. He's part of the story, you know.
He goes along with you to the meet and greets after the shows?
Sometimes. We've tried that a few times. It's tricky. He's very shy. So you got to be careful in what scenario you got to put him in. But we've brought him to a few meet and greets, you know. But he's definitely kind of the quiet one that likes to just kind of hang out in the corner.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, so if our listeners want to get involved, which I'm sure they will, because we're going to also put a link up to the Warrior Canine Connection and also to Heart Guard, which I personally use for Buster. So where can our listeners donate?
Absolutely. So it's super easy. So all you have to do is just go to heartguardians.com and nominate a veteran. And Heart Guard will do the donation to Warrior Canine Connection. So really all that they're asking is a really simple ask. Just go on and nominate a veteran. Talk about a veteran. Like I said, tell their story. Share something about them that inspires you. Because everything about a veteran is inspiring. You know, they are true heroes. So just go to heartguardians.com, honestly, and that's the easiest thing you can do. Just go to heartguardians.com. They've got all the details there, and it's all set up for you, and it's super easy.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much, Hunter, for calling in, everyone. Check out Hunter Hayes. You have a new single out, by the way, as well. So
we have a lot of new stuff coming out in a minute, yeah.
Really?
Absolutely, yeah. There'll be an announcement in the next couple of weeks. We'll fill you in.
Awesome. Well, yeah, definitely let me know. And so I'm going to tweet out a picture of Buster in the studio, everyone, so you could see my dog. And Hunter, I'm sure you have tons of pictures, so we'll tweet each other.
Absolutely. I love it. I love it.
Awesome. Have a good day, and say hello to Cole for us.
I will do. Absolutely. Thanks for your time again. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're so welcome. Anytime. Thank you so much.
Never stop. It's Shauna on the Radio with Lala.
You're listening to Shauna and Lala. And before we go, we have our Product of the Week segment right now, which is where we feature different products. And this week's product is Diamond Veneer.
Yeah, it's beautiful. This is it's a jewelry company. They make diamonds. It's not real diamonds, but they're made to look like diamonds.
You can't even tell the difference.
I know. My sister worked at a jewelry store, and she couldn't tell. It's better than cubic zirconias, which that's what people get. You know, if they can't afford diamonds, you know, you get the cubic zirconia.
Yeah.
Which look, you know, they're pretty similar, but you can always tell the difference between a diamond and a cubic zirconia. So this is a new process that this company has that they use. I don't know exactly how they do it. They don't tell you, but it's a vaporization process, and they use extreme heat and pressure, and it increases the refraction and the durability of this stone. They call it a zirconite, and it's like it makes it look like a real diamond, but it's for the fraction of the cost. It has, if you're a jeweler, you know that diamonds have different letters for the clarity. So this is a G color diamond. It's a veneer of carbon diamond crystallized around the entire, you know, it's crystallized around the zirconite. And it makes it look beautiful. It's so, so beautiful. Now, Shauna had the necklace on. She went to a wedding.
I did.
And I have earrings that they sent, and they are absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah. I went to the wedding, and, you know, I wore it just to really dress up my dress, mm-hmm. really. And people couldn't tell the difference. I got so many compliments. I mean, you could see in the pictures, too.
Yeah.
And it, you know, it sparkles in the light, and it's just gorgeous, you know. And the necklace that they sent me, I'll take a closer picture. So you all could see, but it's just so classy looking, and just it's just beautiful. It's something that I would buy when I saw, if I saw it in the jewelry store, I would be like, oh, I want that.
Yeah, it was very simple but beautiful, and it, like, again, it looked like a diamond.
Yeah,
the earrings that I have, I'll put a picture up. They're a really big stone, so when I wear them, people are like, wow, damn, she has some money, because those diamonds are huge. they're huge studs, but they look like diamonds. So people, you know, question me like, wow, those are beautiful. You're not afraid to wear them here? I think I had them at work. I work with kids. And like, you're not afraid wearing them here? I was like, oh, you know, I'm fine. You know, I didn't tell them, but...
Yeah.
You know, I later on told the girl, I'm like, here, go to this website. And I gave them, you know, the company's website, and I said, check out. And she couldn't believe how real they look like diamonds, but they are so much cheaper. Like, so much cheaper. A fraction of the cost of a diamond.
Yeah.
But you can go on the website. It's at diamondveneer.com. And it'll show you all, you know, they have earrings and necklaces, all their jewelry. You'll see how beautiful it is. You can see the comparison with a diamond and a cubic zirconia and this stone. And you can, you know, see for yourself how beautiful it is and how it doesn't look fake. You know, people aren't going to know.
It really doesn't look fake. You know, cubic zirconia, you could tell.
Yes, you always can. It's like rainbowy.
Yeah.
When you see my sister told me if you see a lot of that rainbow color in it, it's not a real, you know, it's cubic zirconia or it's fake.
This does not have that. At least I didn't.
It's very clear.
Couldn't tell.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm telling you, like, I went to the wedding and it was just sparkling, and people were like, you know, my family was coming up to me and they're like, oh my gosh, like, where did you get that necklace? And, you know, I'm like, oh, you know, from the show.
I'm getting money, girl.
Yeah.
I'm buying big diamonds now.
I wish. But, yeah, definitely check that website out. We're going to put it up online. On our website, on social media, along with the pictures. They'll be on our Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter.
And our website and Facebook.
Yeah. Check it out. You will not be disappointed. And that is our show for this week. Thank you so much for listening. And special thanks to Hunter Hayes.
Thank you, Hunter. We love you.
For coming on the show. You are such an awesome guy. And make sure to check out the Veteran Canine Connection, very important foundation to help the veterans, and Hunter is a big part of that.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Anything for veterans.
Oh, yes. Very, very, very important. They've done so much for us, so we have to give back now when they really need us.
Yes. So if you want to donate to them, that information will also be up on our website and social media. And if you want to check us out, go to ShaunaAndLala.com. We highly encourage that you do. And check our Facebook out at Facebook.com/ShaunaAndLala. And Lala, what's yours?
Please come and check me out at Facebook.com/TheLalaMarie.
And check us out on Instagram at ShaunaAndLala and Snapchat Shauna_Lala. Lala is going to be snapping away.
Yes, I will. I'll even take one right now, Shauna. You can see how sexy she's looking.
Oh, woohoo, with no makeup on. All right, everyone, we will see you next week. Thank you again, Hunter, for calling in. We hope you guys have a great rest of the week.